This is HPR episode 2033 entitled, Distro Review, on High Linux. It is hosted by M1RR0R5H4D35, and is about 18 minutes long. The summary is, a brief review of on High Linux.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Shades here again. Today we're going to take a little look at a Linux distribution called Bodhi Linux. Bodhi is Ubuntu based. It's based on the long-term service versions, and it's kind of a cool distribution in some ways. I'm usually not a super duper fan of Ubuntu. There's nothing wrong with Ubuntu. I don't want to give you that idea. It's just not my usual go-to distro for anything, but I really wanted to look at this today for one reason. It's kind of minimalist. It's advertised as working good on older hardware. But it runs just fine on newer hardware, too. There's 32 and 64-bit versions, and I think they actually make some of the legacy versions available. It's based on Enlightenment, or, well, I should say it used to be based on Enlightenment. So the main lead developer guy, he's forked Enlightenment E17 to something he calls Moksha Desktop, which is essentially Enlightenment E17. There's some small changes. So, for one thing, it's one of the few distributions that is Enlightenment based, which is kind of sad. There used to be a couple. Kind of sad that we don't see more from Enlightenment. Back in the day, I really liked E16. I used to use E16 a lot, had a lot of really cool eye candy, and E17 kind of continues that tradition. I think in a statement somewhere on the website, let's see if I can find the actual quote here for you. I know somewhere he made the statement of the reason why there was a change. Unfortunately, I don't have it in front of me. Oh, wait a minute. From the Wikipedia page, Bodhi provides rich desktop effects and animations that do not require high-end computer hardware. The rationale for forking the project from DR17 was due to its established performance and functionality, while E19 possessed optimizations that break existing features users enjoy and use, as per Jeff Hoogland's statement. So there you go. It's Enlightenment. I'm sure there's some, if you really got down to the nuts and bolts of it, you could really sit down and go over a bunch of the specifics to the changes, but if you're just a person who wants to load it up and use it, it's going to feel, if you're accustomed to E17, you're going to feel at home in Moksha. One of the really cool things I liked about this distro was, out of the box, it's pretty plain Jane. They don't bundle 5 million applications with it. If I'm not mistaken, I might be wrong, But if I'm not mistaken, the ISO is still small enough to burn to a CDR, which is pretty cool. When I tried it out, it was I didn't have any trouble installing any of the software that I use regularly. They were all in the repos. I think the idea here was to ship a minimalist kind of operating system, but still have that sort of eye candy of a modern desktop. And I really like that approach. I wish more distros would kind of just start doing that. I've seen so many arguments about, you know, which media player to include, which browser to include, which text editor to include, and it's really nice when a distro figures it out and says, hey, we just won't ship any of them. We'll just put them in the repos and you install what you want, which is great. I that's my favorite approach, but you know, it's not for everybody, I guess. It kind of, in some respects, Bodhi puts me in mind of Crunchbang in a certain, in that context. I really, really loved Crunchbang. I was really sad when Cornominal ended Crunchbang. I know there's some, there's a community continuation of Crunchbang called Bunsen Labs, and I think there's another distro out there called Crunchbang Plus Plus that another guy started. So if you really like those, you can check those out. But it reminds me of Crunchbang in that respect, where it's really really cut down, not a lot of extras included out of the box, and it runs good on older hardware. I believe it comes with, I wish I could remember what it's called. It comes with CompIz. They call it something else. I can't remember what it's called now. They have a different name for it, but the latest version, comes with CompIz, so you can turn those, you know, flashy 3D effects on if you want. Actually, it's really cool to see Enlightenment's, you know, built-in eye candy combined. You can actually set up a really, really slick-looking desktop with those two things. It's really, really slick to see. There's some really nice, if you want to see some screenshots, just Google Enlightenment E17. And go to the images, and there's just absolute tons of really eye-catching screenshots that people have done. And of course, there's always YouTube. Some people have done some videos of their Enlightenment desktops that are really, really slick. Let's see. In most of the tests that I did with it, it ran great. It's fast. It's stable. The only complaints I really have, and some of this stuff is probably stuff that they're working on, so it's not really that big of a deal. I know that their community is pretty active, and they're trying to work on some of the bugs because they're sort of going their own direction with this Moksha desktop. Also, I'd like to say, I think most of the window managers that are out there are lightweight, or should fall in the lightweight category. I mean, there's always much ado about that in different forums and stuff where people go back and forth, but really, I mean, I've used Fluxbox and its predecessor, Blackbox. I've used several different versions of Enlightenment. I've used WindowMaker, Afterstep, I've used the old GNOME 2. I really have a hard time getting into GNOME 3. I like KDE okay. There's really nothing wrong with any of them, but really, you know, most of the non-desktop environments, just the window managers, most of those are lightweight. Most of those are going to run fine on old hardware. But Enlightenment is is quite nice. It does include just little touches that are just really nice, really slick looking little animations and stuff. A couple things that I didn't like. For one thing, so it does ship with a handful of applications, and most of the applications that it ships with are Enlightenment centric. In other words, they're the Enlightenment versions of different applications. So for a terminal emulator, you get Terminology, which is actually kind of cool. I really kind of enjoyed playing with Terminology. That was kind of fun. The browser it comes with is Midori, and I've used Midori before, and I think Midori is a fine browser. I'm not here to say anything bad about it, but in testing Bodhi, out of the box anyway, even after I updated, Midori was really crashy. And there wasn't any rhyme or reason either. Sometimes you would start it up and just go to load a page and it would just poof, disappear, and other times you might browse for 20, 30 minutes and then for no reason apparently it would just go away. So I'm not really sure what the cause of that was. I've kind of had that problem in the past with Midori, I have to say. It is a really cool lightweight browser, but I installed Firefox on it and Firefox ran fine. So you know, your mileage may vary. Not really knocking PC Man FM. It's a great lightweight file manager. I do kind of like Thunar a little better. That's just me. That's a personal thing. You can change that if you want. It's just PC Man FM is so lightweight. It looks a little bit out of place in Enlightenment. Enlightenment's very slick and has a lot of little, like I said, eye candy little slick touches, and PC Man FM looks really plain Jane next to all of your slick Enlightenment stuff, so it feels a little awkward sometimes using PC Man FM in this, but I understand why they chose that. They were going with a lot of lightweight applications, and that's definitely more lightweight than Thunar, so it's not really, I'm not trying to, you know, give them a hard way to go. It's just personal preference, I guess, which is what Linux is all about. So in the end, it's not that big of a deal, but really enjoyed using it. It was it's a fun distro, and I think it's fun because it doesn't come with a bunch of extra junk out of the box. I get frustrated with that. That's a point of contention with me. I don't like having to deal with, especially when they do silly things, like if a distro out of the box includes like 7 media players, I'm just like, why do we need 7 media? Pick one and go with it. Usually I just install VLC and call it a day, but I know some people don't like VLC. You could use, you know, whatever you want. It's just, I don't see the need to have 15 applications dedicated to the same thing. So it's a great distribution. It ran really great. I tried it out on a fairly old laptop. It was a I think it was an older Dell, dual core, couple of gigs of RAM, which is more than enough for this thing to run comfortably. Just a couple other little side items about it. The distribution itself, I think they have versions that you can run on a Raspberry Pi, and I think they have a Chromebook, or maybe you can just install it on a Chromebook, I'm not sure. I remember reading somewhere that there's a Chromebook version, or there's a way, I guess, to install it on a Chromebook. Like I said, for old computers, it runs fine. New computers, of course, you're going to get the, you know, it goes without saying, the better your hardware, the better it's going to run. The latest version is 3.2.0, and I think, I don't know how up-to-date it is. According to the Wikipedia article, the system requirements is 128 megs of RAM, 2.5 gigs of hard drive space, and a 300 megahertz processor. I have not tested it on anything that old. I think the oldest thing I did, that's kind of anecdotal. I have a, I have an old machine with a 500 megahertz processor that I did install, an older version of Bodeon, some time back. And it ran fine, ran perfectly okay. Of course it was a little slow, as you would imagine. But other than that, it ran fine. I've got, the closest thing to that I think I have is a 700 megahertz Pentium 3. That's a as a desktop. I may throw it on there and try it later, just to see how well it does on hardware that's that old. On my trials when I was trying it out, compositing was a little wonky. That's probably due to the fact that the laptop I was using it on has an Intel video chip, an older Intel video chip. So, you know, some Intel video chips support OpenGL sort of a little bit, while some of the many of the older ones do not. So sometimes you turn on compositing and weird things happen. So, your mileage may vary. It really depends on your hardware. These are things that you're gonna deal with on any Linux distribution. The installer was basically a standard Ubuntu Linux Mint type affair. I'm sure that installer has a name. I don't know what it is off the top of my head, but very simple to install. Nothing to it. And the whole thing was actually quite nice. I really do wish more Enlightenment based distros would show up. I kind of wish there was more Fluxbox distros too. I know Linux Mint used to have a Fluxbox edition, and I guess they tanked it. It's kind of, I know you can install it on any of the, you know, other versions, but it just, I don't know. It's kind of nice. Not a lot of people are doing the minimalist thing either, and that's also another thing that makes me sad. But anyway, you should check them out. I'm going to put some links in the show notes. I'll try to link to, obviously, their website, maybe the DistroWatch page, and, a couple of videos. I think the videos that I've found that are kind of cool, are a little bit older, versions of Bodhi, but still, they really help show off what the distro's like, and you can see some of the Enlightenment eye candy. Anyways, I've been rambling on here long enough, so sorry this wasn't a little more coherent. I didn't really plan it. I just wanted to sit down and talk a little bit about this. It was kind of a nice distro, and you should really check it out. And with that, I'll end this episode. Thanks for listening. I hope it was helpful.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.